She's had lots of great dreams about race cars, chase cars, and million-dollar schemes, about falling in love with Mr. Savoir Faire, who just happened to appear right out of thin air. But now she's just gotta run, just gotta run to catch the 6 o'clock bus headed straight downtown. But her mind's in a dream, she gets her coffee down, grabs a purse, her jacket, her keys and a book that she'll open each and every time she has an extra moment to spare. Yeah, a moment to spare. CIA or FBI, she's an undercover lover, an heiress, a queen. Her picture's on the cover People magazine. She's got the world on a string, the world on a string. She's got dates with ambassadors and lawyers and stars. She tours around town in sleek sport cars. At all the Broadway shows she's got front row seats. But when the clock hits she's back on the streets, all alone, once again. She's got that paperback pony by her side. You know that paperback pony is her ride. True romance, yeah, her paperback world is a world all her own. She can be in Paris, she can be. She curls up under a light. Prince Charming comes along and sweeps her into the night. She goes dancing, romancing. She's out until four. And when she gets home, she's ready for more. She leads the life of a queen. But when she puts down the book, a tear comes to her eye. She can't understand it, but she's starting to cry. There's no one to hold her, no one in sight. She closes the shades, turns down the light, and heads for her empty room. Oh, she's got the paperback.